Taking a look at stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for increasing clouds today. Afternoon rain, 65 to 70. Rain tonight, windy, low 60s. The rain tapers off to showers on Saturday. Windy in the 60s, and Sunday will be cloudy. Scattered showers, a temperature around 50 degrees. Stories that we're following for you? Well, Salisbury became a big player in the election of Jahana Hayes to her third term. As we found out from the Office of the Secretary of State, a memo was sent out quoting this: "As you may be aware, we had some technical difficulties with the head moderator's return from the town of Salisbury. These difficulties were not due to any shortcomings of the local officials, but as a result of recent redistricting changes made to the election management system. However, we also are aware that the results of the 5th Congressional District did not include the vote totals from the town of Salisbury. As with any election, our office prepares contingencies for those situations, and our office collected a paper copy of the head moderator's return, which is attached here too to this memo. The inclusion of these vote totals brings the margin of victory for Representative Hayes to 1,842 votes. This total exceeds any statutory margin of victory that would necessitate a recount. As such, with the inclusion of Salisbury's vote totals, there is no statutory requirement for a recount in the 5th Congressional District." That is an amazing story, and thank goodness that error was corrected. And once again, that error was not due to anybody in Salisbury. Well, residents of Sharon last night approved a $1.6 million contract with Comcast by a vote of 154-2. Residents voted to approve that contract with Comcast to install wiring to 250 homes which are not serviced by broadband landlines. The project is projected to take 6 months to complete once Comcast has obtained the permits and approvals it needs to use utility poles owned by Frontier Communications and Eversource. The amount of time this process will take is not known. Once completed, every home in Sharon, or just about every home in Sharon, will have access to broadband lines. Out of the Berkshire Eagle, Swords to Plowshares Northeast will forge shotgun rings into hearts in Great Barrington this weekend in a stance against gun violence. Bishop Jim Curry was serving with the Episcopal Diocese in Connecticut when a school shooter took the lives of 20 children and 6 adults in Newtown. "I helped to bury one of the children," he said of the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre. Quote, "That is a reality that just clings and changes you." Troubled by other gun violence in the midst during his career, when Curry retired from the ministry, he would embark on another spiritual path, one that transforms guns into tools, art, and the other useful things in the blacksmith's anvil, a path that says, "Transform thy rifles into garden tools." In partnership with Grace Church in Great Barrington, as well as a handful of community groups, Curry will demonstrate and teach the craft at the Guthrie Center on Saturday. Great Barrington police will be on hand to offer free gun locks. Curry said children are welcome to work at the anvil with him as long as there are parents to supervise. The garden tools will be given to 3 of the town's community gardens. Blacksmiths also will forge small shotgun rings into hearts for people to take home. In New York, they're investing in the older generation with a master plan for the aging. New York already is home to one of the oldest populations in the nation, a trend that is about to speed up and put a strain on the state's resources. Under a plan announced on Friday, it aims not only to be ready to handle the challenge that it will bring, but help seniors thrive. Governor Hochul on Friday laid the groundwork for a New York master plan for aging that will foster more collaboration and innovation to support health and well-being of older state residents and their loved ones. It's Veterans Day, and there's Veteran Day ceremonies throughout Dutchess County. These are the lists that were sent to us. Amenia Dover Plains at 11 o'clock, hosted by VFW Post 5444. Ceremony is at Fountain Square, intersection of 343, 44, and Route 22 in Amenia. in Millerton, 11 a.m., hosted by the American Legion Post 178. Ceremony is at Veterans Park at the intersection of Main and Dutchess Avenue. In Millbrook, 11 a.m., hosted by the Millbrook VFW Post 9008. Ceremony is at Veterans Green. In Pine Plains, 11 o'clock, hosted by the American Legion Post 426. Ceremony is at 9 North Main Street. In Red Hook, 7 p.m., hosted by the VFW Post 7765 and American Legion Post 426. Ceremony is at Red Hook Veterans Memorial Park, North Broadway in Red Hook. The Village of Tivoli, 11 a.m., hosted by Harris Smith American Legion Post 524. The ceremony is at Legion Post 524, 88 Broadway in Tivoli. A literary fundraiser is planned for tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Cornwall Library on 30 Pine Street. The fundraiser celebrates the 155th birthday of one of America's foremost modernist painters, Georgia O'Keeffe. It features a slide lecture by Roxana Robinson entitled Georgia O'Keeffe, Reading Work as Life. The D.M. Hunt Library has a nature talk, Bats in Connecticut, with Master Wildlife Conservationist Ginny Apple. That is tomorrow at 1 p.m. in person at the library or online via Zoom. More information at huntlibrary.org. Warren Prindle will be featured in a one-man art show, Parallel Analogies, that runs Saturday through January 15th at the Good Gallery, 23 South Main Street in Kent. The exhibit will feature more than 40 works by Prindle, chairman of the art department at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly. Interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,715.37, the NASDAQ at 11,114.15, and the S&P 500 at 3956.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.